Very cool broadcast news this week with the Texas Rangers. We're going to get Jim Cochran on here in just a second. Then we got your C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. I will pay off on that tease that the Cowboys get the next Andy Reid. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. As Rangers Chief Marketing Officer Jim Cochran joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. Always great to be back with the nation.
Man, it's great to have you. And it seems like this offseason has been a lot of fun. I know you, Jim, as a lifelong Ranger fan, you got to love some of our new additions. And, you know, we got a lot of changes with the broadcast setup as well. What all did you guys announce today over the last hour or so?
Yeah, so Rangers Sports Network is an entity we created this year because, you know, the challenges we've had with television the last couple of years, we sat down and decided that we wanted to bring this in-house and find ways to get the games to Rangers fans. And so when we did that, we said we have to make the games available to as many fans as we can. And there was obviously a revenue component that we needed to work on as well. But today we announced, you heard the victory announcement a couple weeks ago. And today we announced some cable and satellite partners, DirecTV, DirecTV Stream, UVerse, and Spectrum. And then we announced some free over-the-air games as well with our partners at Nexstar and the CW33 here in Dallas-Fort Worth and their network of stations throughout our five-state region and great television as well. So we'll have some free games on over-the-air this year, 15 of those games. And then, you know, our cable and satellite partners and, of course, Victory Plus, who's been doing a great job with the Stars as well.
It's got to be gut-wrenching as a marketing and revenue guy to watch, you know, so many fans have a difficult time getting their eyes in front of your sponsors' messages over the last, it seems like it's gone on for a decade or so now with these regional sports networks struggling to, you know, get distribution that we like.
Yeah, no question about it. And that's why we wanted to control our own destiny as far as how this goes. And you know, but we've had great success, obviously winning the World Series in 23. And it was frustrating when we'd have fans tell us that they couldn't watch the games. And, you know, now we're able to do that. And there's also been confusion as to, you know, what is in market, out of market. And so our home television territory is the entire state of Texas, all of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and kind of slice of eastern New Mexico. And so any Rangers fans that are in those states, they now can go to Victory Plus and get the games if their cable and satellite provider doesn't have RSN on their channels. And so we're working on additional distribution agreements as the season approaches, and we'll continue to do that and make fans aware of how they can watch the games this year.
So what's the role of our buddies, Jared Sandler and Mike Bask? Are we doing some simulcasts for pre and post?
Yeah, we're excited to do that. You know, we've got great content. It was, you know, obviously on the fan with you guys, with our Hall of Fame broadcaster, Eric Nadell. He does a great interview with the manager every night. And of course, Jared's great at what he does, as you guys know as well, too. And so we're gonna do a simulcast. We've got great content that we had on the radio. We had great content on TV, and there's no reason why Rangers fans shouldn't be able to see that regardless of how they're consuming the game. And we want to have some fun with the pregame show too. We want people tuning in to see what's going on. We're going to bring Elvis Andrus in and let him have some fun. You guys know what personality Elvis has. And, you know, of course, Bassick being an analyst and Dave Murphy as well, they'll all be involved in the pre and postgame show.
Jim Cochran, Rangers Chief Marketing Officer, congrats on these. Thank you for these. It seems, you know, totally real now that if you have a good cable or satellite package, the Rangers games are likely going to be, you know, on TV for you that night.
Yeah, no question about it. And as I mentioned, we've got additional distribution deals that we're working on. You know, I will tell fans, so our content has value, and the markets determine what that value is. And if you have a cable or satellite provider who doesn't end up carrying RSN, that's why we did the deal with Victory Plus. Okay. And that's why we're out there and with those guys. And again, they're doing a great job with the Stars. And, you know, Neil Grunninger and Jason Walsh, who run that operation, we've known them for a long time, and we're excited to partner with them. And so there are ways, and we won't have to answer emails anymore for fans saying, hey, how do I watch the games? Now, nice. It's still going to carry forward that if a fan lives outside of our home television territory, so if we've got a Rangers fan in North Carolina, Minnesota, wherever they are, MLB.TV is still their way to do that. But if you're in our five-state region, hopefully we've got a cable or satellite provider that's carrying, but if not, Victory Plus and then the 15 over-the-air games on Nexstar stations. You can go to rangers.com/tune in for all this information. You can see all the stations on the over-the-airs that are in all the outer markets and places like Abilene, Amarillo, San Antonio, Tulsa, et cetera, on how you'd be able to watch those games. And so we're excited to bring this to the fans.
Well, thank you, Jim. Can't wait to see you out there in Surprise or opening day or wherever it is. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, glad to do it, and got to apologize to the chief that we didn't do this in person. I couldn't bring you the giant mozzarella stick, but we'll do it next time you're out here.
Hey, I've been thinking about it. Are those going to be making a comeback this year?
No, but I could probably find one for you next time you're out here.
That would be beautiful. I cannot wait to see what these new concession items are going to be, though. You know how fired up we get about that, and I know you guys are going to go 10 out of 10.
Yeah, we'll get you out here for it.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jim.
Have a good one. There they go. Jim Cochran, Chief Marketing Officer with the Texas Rangers here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, it's going to be free Friday evening games a lot of times on old school over-the-air TV. You got rabbit ears. You're watching Texas Rangers like once a week. And it's been a long time in the making. You know, I got to imagine it's a win-win for everybody. The team gets more viewers. The sponsors get more eyeballs on the commercials. And the fans have a lot better access now. And, of course, you know, we always love it when you just listen on 105 through the Fan. And you know, baseball is a great radio sport. Okay, I will pay off this tease here in just a minute, but do we have some developing news here that maybe the Cowboys are talking with a Jets defensive coach, Wolchuk?
Yeah, Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic is reporting that the Cowboys are interested in hiring Jets defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton to the staff of Brian Schottenheimer. He began his NFL career with the Jags in 2013 and as an assistant to the defensive staff. Then he was promoted to assistant defensive line coach before he joined the Bills staff in 2017 as an administrative assistant to the head coach. Spent two seasons there in Buffalo, went over to the 49ers to be the assistant D-line coach, and then has been with the Jets as their primary defensive line coach since 2021. And if there's one thing the Jets have gotten right and done really well year in and year out, their defensive line is always amongst the best in the NFL.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that. And he is a very, very highly respected guy in the league too, as well. And you mentioned about the Jets and the background that he's had and the places he's been. So, this one is got some legs to it. So, keep it, maybe here in the, you know, I think what they're trying to do is maybe announce all these guys at the same time. So it's kind of up to us to try and pick them off one at a time.
Got it.
But this would be a name that I would keep an eye on for sure.
Coaching staff's coming together pretty quick now.
Yeah, I saw Nick Harris, who was talking with Stephen Jones of the Senior Bowl. Stephen said they're working as we speak to try and bring in an offensive coordinator higher. So I think you're probably spot on.
I think
on with
it
that,
might
Brian.
Be
give me that Cardinals guy.
I think it's the Cardinals guy.
Let's
there.
Go.
That's a huge win,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I think it's going to be
both
the
these
Cardinals
hires guys. Are pretty exciting.
Steps in the right direction. Okay, yeah. And speaking of Stephen Jones, we go to the Twitter account of Jory Epstein, and she is working that Senior Bowl, and she tweets, I asked Steve, Devils, she said Stephen Jones. I think still only we are calling him Steve, but this is going to get some legs here any day now. She goes, Devils advocate, Shoddy hasn't called plays since 2020 and hasn't demonstrated modern offense. What gives the Cowboys confidence that this can come together? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting ball sacked. Maybe I'm getting butt cracked. Maybe Jory Epstein has, you know, a fake account. But Steven answered, Andy Reid. What a career. You know, he's a guy who did it differently in Philadelphia, and he's evolved. Is that reach of the year or what? What gives you confidence? Shoddy can evolve? Andy Reid did. I mean, forget about the fact that he'd already been good enough to make it to four NFC title games in a Super Bowl, Brian, and then took the next step in Kansas City because he got a better quarterback.
It's a big leap, man. Wow. That's a stretch.
We're reaching, Steve.
You know what? Yeah, you're not wrong. But the thing I think he's trying to say is, well, I don't know what he's trying to say, because Andy never called plays. You know, Andy got the Philadelphia job never calling plays. But Schottenheimer has called plays, so I don't understand his connection. If you told me that, and maybe he misunderstood her question, that Shoddy hadn't called plays in a while.
Yeah.
I know one of my arguments I've always made about Andy was like, they say, well, look at Andy Reid. Andy never called plays. Andy went from being like offensive line, tight end guy, quarterback coach, to basically being assistant head coach and then to being a head coach.
I mean, the premise of it is,
I think he misunderstood her question. If that's the case, but well, I mean, I would never compare the two.
No. The comparison of the two individuals, I think, is extremely off in a way that contaminates the analogy or the premise.
Yeah.
But it would be, hey, you know, you can work a long time in the league and see things, and if you're open-minded and flexible and adaptable, you can grow and you know, and become better, and that's what we have to hope for. I mean, the way you guys were talking about this potential offensive coordinator hire from the Arizona Cardinals, I think schematically we're heading in the right direction, you know, of you know, finding the guys. And for Andy Reid, it's, you know, being so open-minded that he encourages his coaching staff to bring in new plays and concepts and sets, and that's exactly what you need.
Well, it doesn't sound like that Mike McCarthy was willing to do that.
No, he and felt maybe, threatened.
And maybe that's where Steven's trying to get a little bit of a parallel. I don't know. It seems like a very odd pairing of the two. But the more you dig in on this Mike thing, it sounds like that Schottenheimer did the complete opposite of what I did when I worked with the Cowboys. He kept his mouth shut.
Yeah,
and I didn't.
I do feel like, and a good organization would encourage that critical feedback. You need somebody to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you're sitting there, and I guarantee you, when Brian Schottenheimer interviewed for this job, he reminded Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones every time that they were probably in a meeting when they questioned that something that Mike McCarthy was doing, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, remember when we were talking about this in this game? Remember this. I guarantee you he brought all those things up. And that's the Joneses, and I think that's how you kind of sell yourself.
Our buddy Calvin Watkins just reporting Cowboys are finalizing re-signing their strength and conditioning staff. So that group was in the final year of their deals. All three, Harold Nash, Kendall Smith, and Cedric Smith, attended Shotty's news conference on Monday. They're all expected to be back.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, Chief, you got something to add there?
I was just thinking about like how important it was for a guy like Andy Reid and the staff that he put around him. And I'm just looking at some of the stuff, and like especially defensively. I mean, you have Jim Johnson.
You have Ron Rivera, Leslie
Frazier, Steve Spagnuolo. You have John Harbaugh, Brad Childress. How many of these guys ended up becoming head coaches themselves? Sean McDermott. That's the type of staff that he was able to put together. If you want to have an inkling into how he was able to pull that off, of course, he's a super beast and a ton of credit to Andy Reid, but he surrounded himself with a bunch of guys that end up becoming great coordinators and or head coaches.
Absolutely.
So that's what's on Schottenheimer and these guys right now. Yeah. And there are some of these guys that are being kicked around are pretty positive signs.
Well, I love that they're outside coaches that don't necessarily have crossover with Schottenheimer or Eberflus, and they are looking to try and get some input from the way other teams maybe do this.
Yeah.
So it's not full on just comfort guys. We know we're hiring our friends.
Now go dominate a draft for us. What do you say, Brian? Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's talk about some of the winners and losers from the Senior Bowl game. I'll get Wolchuk in.